The heat soon became suffocating. We were parched with thirst, and there was not a drop of water in the house, and none to be procured nearer than the lake. I turned once more to the door, hoping that a passage might have been burnt through to the water. I saw nothing but a dense cloud of fire and smoke, could hear nothing but the crackling and roaring of flames, which were gaining so fast upon us that I felt their scorching breath in my face. Ah, thought I, and it was a most bitter thought, what will my beloved husband say when he returns and finds that his poor wife and his dear girls have perished in this miserable manner? But God can save us yet. The thought had scarcely found a voice in my heart before the wind rose to a hurricane, scattering the flames on all sides into a tempest of burning billows. I buried my head in my apron, for I thought that all was lost, when a most terrific crash of thunder burst over our heads, and like the breaking of a waterspout, down came the rushing torrent of rain, which had been pent up for so many weeks. In a few minutes the shipyard was all afloat, and the fire effectually checked. The storm, which, unnoticed by us, had been gathering all day, and which was the only one of any note we had that summer, continued to rage all night, and before morning had quite subdued the cruel enemy, whose approach we had viewed with such dread.